各位弟兄姊妹，各位朋友，平安，你们好。
Peace to you, every all the friends.
今天晚上我要用英语讲，就请瑞弟兄为我翻译做普通话了。
Tonight I'm going to speak in English, so Ray will be my translator.
但是原谅我说我的中文名字叫谢伟光。
My Chinese name is 谢伟光。谢是 in, you got it.
So tonight, I'm going to share with you in English.
所以今天晚上我会用英文给大家来分享信息。
讲到一个重要的I'm going to share with you a very important subject.
我会讲到一个非常重要的话题。
What shall it profit a man?
什么对人有好处？今天是我们拆船之后的第一个晚上，我们要谈到拆船。我没有看。
A church without mission is a great omission.
如果一个教会没有拆船的话，那是非常大的一个缺失。
So as it is for Christian.
对基督徒来说也是这样。
Without mission, we are a omission Christian.
没有拆船观念的基督徒其实是一个很欠缺的基督徒。
Why we have to have mission?
我们为什么要有拆船呢？
Mission starts with a Greek word called mitto, means to send.
拆船是从希腊语来的，它是意思说要派出去，拆出去。
I want you to know that yesterday I got up 6 o'clock in the morning.
昨天我六点钟就起床了。
And I arrived Pittsburgh, by about 11 o'clock.
我十一点钟的时候到达匹兹堡。
In the evening.
是晚上的十一点。
And then brother Bobby brought me, from the airport to the hotel.
我们的 Bobby 弟兄把我从机场接到酒店。
After prayer and prepare myself, I slept, starting 1 o'clock in the morning.
在祷告休息以后，我就一直睡到一点，早晨一点钟。
You ask me why I come here?
你问我为什么来这边
？Obviously, your church invited me.
因为你们这个教会邀请了我。
Why are you here?
为什么你们在这儿
？Because tonight you can do many things.
因为今天晚上你们可以做很多事。
You can have party.
你可以有聚会。
You can spend time to watching your TV.
你可以看电视。
And you can even you are going to have a good time with your wife or with the children.
你可能跟你的太太跟你的儿女有很好的一个。
But you are here tonight.
但你今天晚上在这个地方。
And so I am.
我也在这个地方。
It's for a very special engagement.
是为了一个非常特别的一个约会。
That God sent me here and you are here for one purpose.
上帝把我派到这个地方，你来到这个地方是为了一个目标。
That we will be able to understand the importance of mission, and hopefully you and I will continue to support or participate in mission.
是为了让我们能够明白拆船的重要，而且能够参与或者是支持这些拆船的工作。
So I came thousands of miles just for you.
所以我从千里以外来就是为了大家。
And you send, you spend 20, 50 minutes to come here.
你可能花了20-50分钟来这个地方。
So no sleeping.
所以没有睡觉。
You and I will be awake and listen to God's word.
所以大家不要睡觉，一直醒着来听神的话语。
How about let us do it in a Canadian way?
Is that okay? 我们用。加拿大的方式。
Let us all stand up.
让我们都起来。
Turn around, shake one another's hand, at least 5-6 people, and say, God loves you.
我们跟周围的人握手，然后说上帝爱你。
God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. Yeah.Let us remain standing.
我们还是继续保持站立。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Without God, we are nothing here.
没有神，我们在这儿什么都没有。
And without God's word, I'm wasting your time.
没有神的话语，我是在浪费你们的时间。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父。
Thousands of miles, you send your servant here.
你从千里以外把仆人
派到这个地方。
为了一个目标。
To touch every one of our hearts here.
为了触及每个人的心灵。
And therefore, Lord, may you speak through us.
天父，你就通过我们来
向我们说话。Holy Spirit, may you bless us.
求圣灵来光照我们。
Use your servant, use your interpreter to bring forth your message to all of us.
使用你的仆人，使用你的翻译，把你的信息带出来。
For those of us who have eyes, let us see.
那些凡有眼的，让他们能够看见。
For those of us who have ears, let us hear.
让凡有耳的都能够听到。
For those who have hearts, let our hearts open to your calling.
凡是有心的，让这些的心都打开，那样敞开，向面向你的呼召。
Lord Jesus, speak to us tonight.
主耶稣，求你向我们说话。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。
What shall it profit a man?
什么可以让人受益呢?
I ask myself.
我问自己。
I was born in a very poor family in Hong Kong.
我出生在一个香港一个贫寒的家庭。
That was way back in 1968, and thank the Lord many of you haven't born yet.
那是在1968年，很多你们在座可能还没有出生。
And you are still young and beautiful.
你们还现在还很年轻。
That was way back in 1968, I asked myself this question.
我在1968年问了自己这个问题。
My mom was in the hospital.
我的妈妈在医院里面。
And she was very sick.
他病得很重。
As a poor family member, we would not be able to go into a hospital like the rich people.
作为一个贫寒家庭的这个家庭成员，我们不能像这些富人一样去很好的医院。
It was a big room with 20 some patients.
我记得那是一个很大的房间，有大概二十多个病人在。
And my mom was not sleeping on a patient bed like what we see mostly in the hospital.
我的妈妈没有睡在一个病人的床上，就像大家经常看在医院看到的。
It was a canvas bed.
那是一个
帆布床。
帆布床。
And there she was.
她就在那个床上。
And she was sick.
她很病得重。
We thought she was going to die.
我们以为她会死掉。
She thought she was going to die.
她也认为她可能会死掉。
And therefore she called me.
在那个地方，神就呼召了我。
And she said, John, at that time she called me Wei Guang. John?
那个时候我的妈妈就叫我Wei Guang.
We have been poor for so many years.
我们这么多年都很贫穷。
And if I die, I'm not comfortable about it.
如果我这样就离开这个世界，我
We need a breakthrough.
我们需要有一个改变。
And here is my wish.
那这个是我的一个愿望。
To you.That you will make that breakthrough.
你要做来做这个突破。
So, you go and study in the university.
你去念大学。
Don't waste your time.
不要浪费你的时间。
When you finish university,
你从大学毕业以后。
Get a good job.
找一个好工作。
Don't forget about your two brothers.
不要忘记你的两个。
And don't forget about your family.
也不要忘记你的家庭。
And I promise my mom.
我向我的妈妈
Because she was dying.
因为她妈妈
That was her last wish for me.
那是她最后的一个遗愿。
And I told my mom.
那我就告诉我的妈妈。
I promise you.
我向你起誓。
I will make a breakthrough.
我会有一个突破。
And I will one day.
有一天。
We'll take care of the two younger brothers.
我会照顾我的两个弟弟。
So they will finish university as well.
所以他们也会完成大学。
And I want you to know.
我要你知道。
We will never be poor again.
我们不会再贫穷了。
And that was the promise I made to my mom.
那个是我给我妈妈的一个许诺。
And we were very poor.
我们那个时候非常贫穷。
I could not enter the University of China, Hong Kong.
我不能够进入香港大学。
Because they need the people with, you know, fluent English. I was studying Chinese.
因为他们是需要英文讲得很流利的才会招收。那个时候他讲中文。
So, there I was struggling to find a university that.I would be able to study.
So 那个时候他很挣扎去找一个合适的。
The only way I could find is overseas.
能够找到的是海外的学校。
I tried all the university in United States.
我试了所有能够找到在美国的大学。
But do you know university in United States are very expensive?
但你知道在美国大学都很贵。
Yes, very expensive.
非常贵。
So I find one university.
所以我最后找到一家大学。
In Canada.
在加拿大。
The cheapest university across the whole Canada.
是整个全加拿大最便宜的大学。
That was the University of Alberta.
那个是 Alberta 大学。
Because university in Canada are supported by the government.
因为在加拿大大学是由政府来资助。
So I only pay $450.
所以我只付
for the whole year's tuition.
所以一年的学费就是450加元。
But think that was way back in 1969.
不过那个是1969年。
But my university is still not expensive.
那我的这个学校现在也是不是贵的。
$7,000 for annual tuition fee. Welcome to Canada.
一年的学费就7000块，也欢迎你们来加拿大。
Anyway, I was in Canada.
我是在加拿大。
Like many young people,
就像很多年轻人
一样。You have your American dream.
你有你的美国梦。
I have my Canadian dream.
我有我的加拿大梦。
I want to be rich.
我想富裕。
I don't want my mom to continue suffer.
我不想我的妈妈再继续受苦。
You know, I saw the difference in the society.
我看到这个社会有很多的不同。
Rich people live in the fifth floor of the hospital.
富人是住在医院的五层楼。
They have private doctors.
他们有私人的医生。
Private nurse.
私人的护士。
Private housekeeper.
私人的护理员。
They can order anything. Order anything.
他们想订什么东西。
Order any meals.
任何一个想
吃的 See the doctor anytime.
他们随时都可以看医生。
And they can even have their own private television.
他们甚至连自己有单独的电视。
And here I was with my mom.
那我的妈妈就在地上。
We have to pay these red pockets.
我们会需要付这个红包。
With some money inside.
有一些钱在里面。
To the housekeeper.
给那些保洁员。
To the nurse.
给那些护士。
Even to the doctor.
Even 甚至给
That was a time in Hong Kong.That was the time in Hong Kong.
那个就是在香港的那段生活。
You realize this is still the time in China?
你觉得是不是在中国现在还是这样？
So I suddenly realized why they can live in the fifth floor. Why my mom is here?
所以我突然意识到为什么那些人可以住在五层楼？ Why 为什么我的妈妈又在这个地方？
I love Chinese history.
我热爱中国历史。
I love Chinese literature.
我热爱中国文学。
That was the day.
那就是到那天为止。
I asked myself.
我问自己
If I recite the Chinese Tang Dynasty poem, the 300 poem, would my mom be healed?
如果能够背到唐诗三百首，我的妈妈可以被治愈吗？
If I recite to her the old literature, would she be healed? Would my mom be healed from that?
如果我能够背诵这些文学经典，我的妈妈可以被治疗吗？
So I told myself, no.
不行。
I can't.
我不能。
So if there is a future,
所以如果有一个未来
I will study medicine,
我会学医
or medical science,
或者说医学
so that I can heal my mother.
所以我可以治疗我的妈妈。
So this was my plan in Canada.
所以那个就是我在加拿大的一个计划。
And thank the Lord, I was in Canada.
感谢主，我最后到了加拿大。
And thank the Lord, three very important things I learned.
感谢主，我学了有三件非常重要的事。
And I want all the young people,So how many of you are still university student? Put up your hand. Just put it up.
在座有多少还是在大学的学生，请举手。
Oh, just few?
只有很少数的吗
？Okay, one, two, three. University student or grad student, put up your hand.
只要你是学生，都可以把手举起来。
Okay, put down. Thank you.
谢谢。
Give you a one very important lesson.
我给你大家一个很重要的一个。
Three things to make you very successful in this world.
有三件事，你就可以让你在这个世界非常成功。
Number one.
第一件
you need to have a goal.
你需要有一个目标。
I want you to know without a goal, you will never reach the goal.
我想让你知道，如果你没有目标的话，你永远不能够达成你的目标。
Number two,
第二点
you need a plan.
你需要有一个计划。
If you have a goal without a plan,
如果你只有一个计划，没有
you are daydreaming.
如果你只有目标没有计划，你只是做白日梦。
Number three,
第三点
you have a goal.
你有一个目标
you have a plan,
你有一个计划
you need perseverance.
你还需要坚持
with goal,
有了目标
you have a direction.
你有了方向
with plan,
有计划的话
you have the procedures.
你有这个程序
but without perseverance,
但是没有忍耐的话
you will fail.
你还会失败
because success is not like Superman jump one point and then you are successful.
因为成功不像一个超人一样从这边跳到那边你就变成
you cannotSay I want to finish engineering without study.
你不能说我想完成工程学，但是我又不想学习。
So you start with day one.
你从第一天开始。
Year one.
第一年开始。
Go through all the exam.
然后经历所有。
Learn whatever you could.
学你说有可以。
With perseverance.
一直坚持。
Even you fail year one,
即便你第一年
失败了， you start it again,
你就重新开始。
So I learned all these three.
所以我学习了这三件事。
And it made me very successful.
它让我非常成功。
I got all the rewards.
我得到了所有的荣誉。
I got the highest scholarship in Canada.
我得到最加拿大最高的奖学金。
But I missed the fourth point.
但是我没有注意到第四点。
And that is God.
那就是上帝。
Now, this is the reason I'm going to talk about what shall it profit a man.
这也是我为什么要来说，就是什么可以让人受益呢？
You know, the Bible have one very important Bible verse.
你们知道在圣经里面有一段非常重要的经文。
If you see that, let us read it together.
我们可以再看屏幕来一起来读。
English follow me, Chinese follow my brother.
中文跟Pastor John。然后中文跟我读。
Three things in the church you have to say loud.
在教会有三件事你要大声讲。
When our song leader lead us to sing, sing it loud.
当我们敬拜的在带领的时候，大家要高声的唱。
When the pastor finishes a prayer, say Amen. You say it loud. Amen.
在牧师祷告完成说阿门的时候，你要大声的说阿门。
You should join me to some of our African American church.
你应该加入我去看看那些美洲的非洲的教会。
Almost every two words that I preach, they will say Amen.
他每说两个字，那些非洲的弟兄姊妹就说 Amen.
You really love that.
你会很高
兴看到。Let us love Jesus Christ. Amen.
你说我们来看看耶稣基督，
他就说 Amen. Let us pray to the God, praise to the Lord. Amen.
我们向神祷告 Amen.
I'm more energized.
他变得好像全身都有力量。
So say Amen is very important.
所以说阿门是非常重要的。
Means, you know, Pastor, I unite my heart to, with you to say, Lord, may it be so. Lord, may it be so.
若是牧师的话，我们可以说，上帝愿这个成就。
Now, number three, when you read God's word.
第三点就是当你读神的话的时候。
You know, Jesus, when he preached to 5,000 people.
你知道耶稣给5,000人讲道的时候。
Now, we just say 5,000 men, you know, adding female, children, at least 15,000 people.
我们只是说5,000个男人，其实加上妇女了，儿童，可能有15,000人。
So, he must have a loud voice.
所以耶稣可能声音很大。
So, let us read loudly.
所以我们大声来读。
It's an honor to God's word.
这个是我们的荣幸。
It's a proclamation of God's word.
这个是宣讲神的话。
It's reminding our heart, this is God's word.
这个也是提醒我们的心，这个是神的话。
One, two, three.
一二三，开始。人就是赚了全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢
？Chinese，
人就是赚的全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命
？What shall it profit a man？
什么可以让人得益处呢
？If he gain the whole world，
如果他赚得全世界
，in the modern 21st century，
在21世纪
，we want to gain，
我们想得到
，we want to earn，
我们想赚得
，business want to have great profit，
生意做生意的想更多的利润
，people who invest in their retirement fund want to gain lots of profit。
大家在投资他们的这个退休的计划，希望得到更多的利益。
But 2,000 years ago,
但是在2,000年前
，Jesus said,
耶稣说
，For what shall it profit a man?
人什么可以让人受益呢
？Even if you gain the whole world,
即便是你赚的全世界
，But you when you lose your soul, what do you have?
如果你失去了你的灵魂，你有什么呢
？Can a man gain the whole world?
人能够得到全世界吗？当然不能。
The world is too big.
世界太大。
You can't even see your property by walking.
你甚至连走都走不遍。
Now, if you can gain the whole United States, you are the richest man in the world.
如果你能得到整个美国，你就是全世界最
富裕的人。But you will never gain the whole United States.
富裕的人，但是你永远也不可能得到全
美国。Even if you gain the whole Pittsburgh, you already the richest person.
就算你是得到了整个匹兹堡，你也变成了最富裕的人。
Mr. Carnegie couldn't earn cannot hold the whole Pittsburgh himself.
但是你会发现，你也不能够把整个匹兹堡拿在手中。
Even if you earn the one long street, Main Street of Pittsburgh.
就算是匹兹堡的最主要的街道，你
拥有它。You will be the richest man in the United States.
你也会变成美国最富的人。
But do you realize it's hard for us to earn all that?
但你知道吗？拥有这些是非常难的。
Because we don't have that time.
因为我们没有这么多的时间。
Everybody follow me.
大家听懂吗？
I have one life.
我只有一条生命。
I only have one life.
我只有一条生命。
And that's one life I only have.
那个是我唯有的生命。
Do you realize we only have one life?
你注意到你只有一次生命吗？
The day we born is our birthday.
我们出生的时候那天是我们的生日。
And thank the Lord we don't know when we die.
感谢主，我们不知道什么时候会死。
But in between life and death,
但是我们会违背生和死。
Death and burial,
出生和埋
葬。That's our life.
那就是我们整个的人生。
Some are very long.
有些很长。
Like me, I'm 68.
就像我已经活了68岁。
I continue to live. I pray that God will give me live to 100.
我向神祷告，希望我能够活到100岁。
But some of my students in the University of Alberta graduated last year, passed away this year.
但是我的有一些在Alberta 大学的一些学生，他们一毕业在过去去年就去世了。
Life is short.
人生很短暂。
No matter how wealthy you are,
不管你有多富裕，
we only have one life.
我们只有一次人生。
And therefore, listen to what God said.
所以我们要仔细聆听神
怎么样说。God said, what would it profit us?
神说有什么可以给我们有益处呢？
Even if we gain the whole world,
即便是我们赚的全世界。
But we want the whole world.
但是我们想要全世界。
This is our American dream.
这是我们的美国梦。
We want to earn a lot.
我们想挣得很多。
We want to be a millionaire.
我们想成为百万富翁。
We want to have everything we want.
我们什么想要，我们想多想都要要。
And we say, this is my life.
我们就觉得这个就是我们的人生。
But what God said is no.
但是神说不，不是这样。
God wants us to know three things.
神希望我们知道三件事。
Three important things.
非常重要的三个原则。
Number one, life worth more than the world.
第一个。生命比全世界更有价值。
Number two, eternal soul worth more than temporal life.
第二，永生的灵魂比暂时的生命更有价值。
Number three, our soul is priceless.
第三，我们的灵魂是无价的。
Let's look at number one.
我们先来看第一个重要的原则。
Life worth more than the world.
生命比全世界更有价值。
Oh, you probably learn about that from Caribbean Sea.
你可能从加勒比海盗有学到了这一条。
You know, there was a Spanish ship.
你知道那个地方有一个海盗船，那个电影里面。
And they carry lots of gold bullion. 金币。
哦，他们那个海盗船上面有很多的金币。
And so, according to the story, they are going to bring it back to Spain.
所以那个他们要把这个金币带回西班牙。
But during that day they have a great storm.
但在那天呢，有海上起了非常大的风暴。
And people were struggling.
船员非常的挣扎。
And the boat was sinking. The ship was sinking.
那个船开始下沉。
As they are sinking,
船下沉的时候。
As the wave, you know, beating on the side of the ship.
当这些海浪不断的拍打这个船舷的时候。
Those boxes were crashed open.
那些装金币的盒子就打开了。
Wow, they have lots of gold, bullion, gold coin.
看到数以百万的这些金币。
So now all the sailors say, "Wow, I never see so much wealth."
那些船员说，我从来没有看到这么多的一些财富。
Now because of that, they try to put all these coins in the pocket and inside their shirt.
他们开始把这些金币放在他们的衣服口袋里面，往他们的衣服里面塞。
As the ship was sinking,
当这个船在下沉的时候，
all the sailors with all these gold coins, you know, jump into the sea.
所有这些装满金币的这些海员，他们跳到海里。
They thought I'm the wealthiest person.
他们想我是现在最富裕的。
I don't have to work for the rest of my life.
我的余生也不用再工作了。
I can buy big houses for my children.
我可以为我的孩子买大房子。
And then I can have buy so many horses or so many cars that I can enjoy my life.
我也可以买很多的马，很多的车来享受我的人生。
Without thinking.They were sinking.
但是他们没有想到，他们其实在下沉。
Because the heavy, the weight of the gold.
因为这个金币的重量。
With the wave, you know, of the storm.
还有这个风暴里面的这个大的海浪。
That night buried all of them.
所有的人都埋葬了大海的。
So when Jesus said,
耶稣说
What would it profit a man?
什么能够让人有受益呢
Even if you gain the whole world,
即便你得到全世界
But you lose your soul,
但你失去了你的生命
You lose your life,
你失去了你的灵
魂 What would it profit you?
你有什么益处呢
Now, if you and I understand that,
如果我们明白这一点的话
Then we bring back to our life.
那我们就看到我们的一个生命
This is the reality.
这个是一个真实的
What is the reality?
什么样是真实的
When we are young,
当我们 年少的时候
we have lots of time,
我们有很多的时间、
we have lots of energy,
我们有很多的精力
but we don't have money,
但我们没有钱
so we earn as much as we could.
所以我们就尽可能的赚更多的钱
Now, this is you,
这个就是你们
in the middle age of your life,
大概就是你们这个年龄
in the great success of your life,
在你们、
in your professional life time now,
在你的这个职业的生涯当中
you earn money,
你赚钱
you have lots of energy,
你很有精力
but do you know what you don't have time
但你知道吗你没有时间
you don't have time for your children
你没有时间养育你的
孩子 you don't have time for your wife
你没有时间、给你的配偶
you don't even have time to study God's word
你甚至没有时间来学习神的话语
this is the reality
这个就是现实
in Canada I'm not sure about in United States but in Canada
我不知道美国怎么样，但是在加拿大
，many professional family came from mainland China。
有很多这些职业家庭，他们是来自中国大陆的。
Because they want to have their work。
因为他们想要他们的工作。
They want to develop their career。
因为他们想发展他们的事业。
So they send their children back home。
他们把他们的小孩送回中国大陆。
So that their grandpa, grandma will take care of the children。
所以这些爷爷奶奶可以照顾这些小孩。
So that they can make their work here。
所以他们可以在这边工作。
When the children grow up to about 7 or 8。
当这些小孩长到七八岁的时候
They want the children to come
他让这些小孩过来
to study in the elementary or high school
在大学在小学或者中学
children came
这些小孩来了
they grow up
他们长大了
they don't recognize the parents
他们不认识他们的父母
they don't have relationship
他们跟他们没有关系
sometimes they are very rebellious
有时候他们甚至非常叛逆
because you never care for me when I'm young
因为他们就说 我小的时候你们从来不照顾我
Why should I care for you when you are old?
那等你老的时候我为什么要来照顾你呢
You never listen to me
你从来不听我
You never have time with me
你从来不花时间在我身上
Why should I spend time with you, mom?
我为什么要花时间在你身上
Why should I listen to you, dad?
妈妈
I have my own life
我有我自己的人生
As you have your own life
就像你有你自己的人生
See, this is the tragedy
所以这个是一个悲剧
I'm a missionary to Philippines
我是去、菲律宾的、宣教。
It's a very sad thing. It's very sad.
So 那个是非常 难过的事。
Lots of family needs money.
很多的家庭需要钱。
So they send their wives to be, we call yaya, maid, in Canada, in United States.
所以他们把他们的妻子送到美国、加拿大来做佣人，我们叫yaya。
So in Philippines, they don't have mother.
所以在菲律宾那些小孩是没有妈妈
Many family, they don't have father,
没有家很多家庭没有爸爸
they have money sent back,
他们从海外把钱寄回来
but they don't have a good family.
但是他们没有一个好的家庭、
in Philippine,
在菲律宾
lots of nurses, doctors,
有很多的护士和医生
coming over to United States, Canada,
来到美国和加拿大
to be nurses and doctors,
在这边做医生做护士
but in Philippines,
但是在菲律宾
they don't have nurses,
没有护士的
they don't have doctors,
也没有医生
they lack of them.
很缺乏
this is a sad part.
这个是非常悲哀的事
after they finish their work here,
当他们在这边的工作做完以后
50 years old,
他们四五十岁的时候
they go back home,
他们回到家
their children don't recognize them,
他们的孩子都不认识他们
they don't have a relationship with the parents,
他们跟父母没有关系
they work so hard,
这些家长、工作很卖力
but end up with a broken family.
但是最后其实是一破碎的家庭。
Look at how we are.
这就是我们的一个现
状。When we get old,
当我们年老的时候
，like me,
就像我
，retire. Actually, I'm very busy.
退休了，但是我很忙。
I will never get retired.
我想我从来永远也不会退休。
But I'm 68. Officially in Canada, I'm a retired senior. I have a senior card too.
我已经68岁，在加拿大我已经是算退休的，我也有退休证。
When we retire.
当我们退休以后
We have time
我们有时间
We have our pension
我们有我们的养老金
We don't have the money
但是我们有钱、
We don't have the energy We have the money We don't have energy
但是我们没有精力
Do you realize what it is? When we are young, we work so hard. We work so many long hours.
We
try to gain more money. When we have all this money, when we are getting old, suddenly we realize we got sick, we are not feeling well here, and we're not feeling well there.
然后突然我们意识到我们生病了，我们这儿不对，那儿不对。
We suddenly want to use our money to buy more time.
我们突然想用我们的钱来买更多的时间。
Exchange more good health.
来换取更多的健康。
Suddenly we can't, oh, it can't be.
突然我们觉得这个不可能。
Even with your famous hospital, UPMC, they can't change it.
即便是你们 很出名的这个医院 UPMC 也不能改变这个现状。
They can't change your age.
他们不能够改变人的年龄。
Maybe some Botox, you know, looks like you are younger.
可能他们会做一些让你变得很年轻。
They don't change.
但是他们不能改变你的年龄。 你也不能改变。
We get old.
我们不断地变老。
And then we die.
然后我们就死。
In misery.
在很沮丧。
Without money.
没有钱。
And that's life.
那就是人生。
Do you realize that?
你意识到这一点吗? 每天都在发生。
You know, in Western literature, there is a very famous book or story about Dr. Faustus.
在西方的文学里面，大家可能知道有一个很重要、很出名的一个人，就是浮士德。
I heard the Chinese leader Xi Jinping also studied this.
我听说这个习近平，中国的主席，他也在学习浮士德。
And he said it's a very hard book to learn.
他说这个是非常一本难读的书。
Now I summarize it for you.
那我现在为大家做一个总结。
So you understand it easier.
所以你很容易就能够明白书讲什么。
Dr. Faust.
浮士德博士。
He was young.
他很年轻。
And he was very wise.
他非常聪明。
He was a very good professional person.
他是一个非常职业的人。
But he lacked something.
但是他缺乏有知识。
He lacked money.
他缺乏钱。
He lacked wealth.
他没有财富。
And he wants to enjoy life.
他想享受人生。
He recognized life is short.
他也认识到人生很短。
But he wants to enjoy life.
但是他还是想享受人生。
I have the knowledge.
我有知识。
I have the professions.
我有我的专业。
But I want to enjoy many things.
但是我想享受很多事情。
But I can't.
但是我不能。
Because I don't have money.
因为我没有钱。
And therefore,
然后呢?
He was searching.
他就开始寻找。
And one day, he made these questions to Satan.
有一天呢, 他就给撒旦提了一个问题。
Satan,
撒旦,
I want you to listen to my proposal.
我想你听一听我的提议。
Satan said, I know what you want.
撒旦说, 我知道你想什么。
You want wealth.
你想要财富。
I can give it to you.
我可以给你。
You want money.
你想要钱。
I can give it to you.
我可以给你。
So Dr. Fall said, wow, that's great.
所以福士德博士说, 那太好了。
And can you be my servant?
你能不能做我的仆人呢?
Satan says, yeah. I be your servant.
圣人说, 可以啊, 我可以做你的仆人。
For 10 years.
做10年的仆人。
No matter what you want,
不管你想什么,
I be your servant.
我都会做你的仆人。
I'll make sure it come true to you.
你不管想要什么, 我都会让它实现。
But I only want one thing back.
但是我只想要从你身上要一件事情。
Sure.
那没问题。
Tell me what you want.
你告诉我你想要什么。
I have nothing.
我什么都没有。
Satan said, oh, you have something I want.
撒旦说, 哦, 你有一些东西我是想要的。
I want your soul after 10 years.
撒旦说, 我想在10年以后, 我想要你的灵魂。
Dr. Faust said,
福士德博士说,
okay.
好了。
You know, if I don't enjoy life, I have no life.
那如果我不享受人生的话，那我就没有人生。
OK，
好吧。
You be my slave，
你做我的仆人。
And at the end of 10 years， I give you my soul。
10年以后，我把我的灵魂交给你。
So they all agree。
所以他们就一言为定。
Wow， Dr. Faust enjoy everything because Satan is his slave。
从此以后呢，浮士德博士开始非常非常享受人生，因为撒旦是他的仆人。
No matter what he wants，
不管他想要什么。
Satan did it for him。
撒旦都为他成就。
Wow， he enjoyed so much。
他享受了很多。Now
I dramatize a little bit， I have to say。
当然我稍微可能夸张了一点。One
night，
一次人生。
He was counting all his wealth。
有一天晚上，他在数他的钱。
Sitting in his most comfortable sitting room。
他坐在最舒服的他一个房间里面。
Next to a warm fire.
旁边就是温暖的火炉。
Drinking his favorite wine.
喝着非常出名的红酒。
Satisfied from his wonderful meal.
他从他的这个晚餐非常的高兴。
Just enjoy everything.
他享受所有的一切。
Somebody knocking.
有人开始敲门。
So he went over there.
他往那边看。
Open the door.
打开门。
Oh!Is Satan there?
撒旦在门外。
Why are you here?
你为什么在这儿？
Satan said, you forgot.
撒旦说你忘了一件事情。
This is 10 years.
这个是第十年了。
I come to collect your soul.
我来收你的灵魂。
Dr. Foster, no, 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 I don't want to.
福士德博士说不不不我不想要。
I just enjoy my life.
我正在享受我的人生。
I just enjoy all the wealth.
我刚刚才享受所有的这些财富。
It's too short. You sure it's 10 years?
这太短了你确定已经过了十年吗
It is 10 years.
确实过了十年了。
Tonight,
今晚
I want your soul.
我就想要你的灵魂。
So, that's the story.
这个就是故事。
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
you said this is a story for drama.
你说你觉可能觉得这个是一个演戏的一个故事。
But I want you to know.
但我想让你知道。
Long time ago.
很久以前。
In the book of Ecclesiastes.
在传道书里面。
He says wealth is a thing that many people want.
他说这个财富是一个罪那很多人都想
don't forget.
但是不要忘记
We came to this world empty-handed.
我们来到这个世界两手空空
And when we go and leave this world we are also empty-handed.
当我们离开这个世界的时候我们仍然是两手空空
We worked so hard during our life.
我们在这个人生当中是这么努力的工作
But do you recognize nothing we can bring with us?
但大家有没有意识到我们什么东西都带不走去天堂
And the Ecclesiastes, the wise man said,
传道书里面说这个智慧的人说
This is the very sad part about life.
这个是人生非常悲哀的一部分
All our labor will go in vain.
我们所有的劳碌都会变得为徒劳
What would it profit man?
对我们有什么益处呢
I live in a place called Alberta.
我住在加拿大的 Alberta.
And it's an oil country.
这个加拿大是一个石油的国家。
And one of my good friend,
我的一个好朋友
he is the vice president of the oil company.
他是这个石油公司的副总。
So he was hired up there in a high tower building.
他在一个很高的这个办公楼。
And his window see the skylight and all the see the wonderful city view.
他的窗外可以看到整个 Alberta 城市。
And we had appointment.
我们有一个约会。
That was to see him on Monday.
就是星期一去见他。
So I prepare.
所以我准备了。
And on Friday.
所以星期五的时候。
My secretary remind me to call him.
我的秘书提醒我给他打电话。
So I called him up.
所以我给他打了电话。
And he said, yeah, we have an appointment Monday.
他说对我们星期一有一个约会
So we said I'm going to come down to It's 3 hour travel to a place called Calgary I will come down to see you
那我会来去到一个地方有三个小时的一个车程来专门来见你
Now by Monday morning
那在星期一的早晨
I make another call before I left
在我出门以前我又打了一个电话
And in the middle of the way the secretary answered
那他的秘书回答电话。
And the secretary said, Dr. C, I'm sorry to tell you.
牧师说先先生我很秘书说先先生我很有一个消息要告诉你。
He passed away.
他去世了。
I said, what?
我说什么
?He died.
他死了。
I said, what? I just talked to him on Friday.
什么我星期五才跟他通过电话。
Yes, he was in a place called Banff.You know, in our national park, Banff.
是他现在在他们的国家公园一个叫 Banff 的地方。
And he loved skiing.
他很喜欢滑雪。
And that day,
在那一天
he skied so fast.
他滑雪太快。
Bang! Hit on a tree.
他撞到了树上。
And he died.
他去世了。
That's it.
就这样吗
？My friend died.
我的朋友去世了吗
？And she cried.
她开始在电话里面。
Yes, she passed away.
是的，她去世了，她已经去世了。
Wow, I was so sad.
啊，我当时很难过。
Two weeks later,
两周以后
，the company called me.
公司给我打电话。
Dr. C, we have an appointment to see you.
啊，我们想
to finish work.
见见你。
So I went down.
所以我去了。
Now I was going back to his same office.
我去到我的朋友的这个办公室。
A different secretary now.
那现在是换了一个秘书。
And the name was different now.
啊，名字也换了。
And the office was newly decorated.
办公室也是重新装修过。
A different person sitting in my friend's desk.
有换了一个人坐在我朋友曾经坐的这个位置。
And I suddenly realized.
那我突然意识到。
There will be one day.
那有一天。
We all experience the same.
我们都会经历这样的事情。
When you and I leave this world.
当你和我在这
个。Somebody will sit in your office.
过世以后，那会有人坐在你的办公桌。
Somebody will be using your desk.
有人会用你的办公桌。
You know, we struggle so much.
那我们非常的挣扎。
Oh, you know, so and so, you know, struggle and compete with me to be the manager.
我们要这样，要成就这样，要想做经理。
And he scold me and I hate him.
啊，你可能说我恨这个人。
But do you realize when we retire, we have to offer this, you know, somebody else will take over that.
但你知道吗？当我们退休的时候，我们会把这个
事情拿
给其他人。
We can't hold anything.
我们其实什么都不能够攥在手里面。
So rule number two.
所以第二条原则就是
our soul not only worth more than the world, our eternal soul is more important than the temporal life.
我们的这个灵魂不单是比这个世界更贵重，我们的这个其实无价的灵魂其实比这个短暂的人生更重要。第三点
，Our soul is priceless.
我们的灵魂是无价的。
What does priceless means?
什么叫做无价呢
？If I want you to know, everything in this world have a price.
我想让你知道
，This is very sarcastic. Everything in this world have a price.
这个世界其实很现实，每一样东西都有价值。
But there are also many things in the world are priceless.
但这个世界同样也有很多事情，他们是无价的。
Price means something have a price.
价格是说有一个东西它是有
价格。An apple, $1.
那可能是一块钱美元。
An apple $5 is also a price.
那也可能是五块钱，那也是价值。
Most of the things in this world have a price.
大部分这个世界事情都有一个价格。
You know, sometimes it's very sad.
有些时候非常的可悲。
A young girl.
一个年轻的女孩。
Marry a 90 years old rich man.
跟一个90岁的富人结婚。
Why you do that?
你为什么这样做呢
？Oh, because he's a billionaire.
哦，因为他是百万富翁。
So the price is a billion.
所以这个价值是一百万。
And your price is your marriage, your life.
那你的这个代价其实就是你的婚礼。
Even in China today.
那其实在今天的中国。
My future husband should have a house, have a car, have a million, and have a good job.
那在我的未来就是要有一个大房子，要有一个车，要有一个很好的工作。
That's price.
那也是一个价值。
You probably love to know many, many years ago.
你可能很多年前就知道。
Way back to 1972.
到1972年的时候。
I met a girl in the church.
我在教会里面遇到一个女孩。
And we fell in love because we serve in the same choir.
我们一见钟情，因为我们在都在这个诗班侍奉。
After 3 years.
三年以后。
I asked her.
我问她。
Would you marry me?
你愿意嫁给我吗
？And she said.
他说
，Yes，
是的。
And I was waiting for the remaining sentence.
我是在等着他继续要讲什么。
She didn't say $1 million.
他没有说一百万。
She didn't say a house.
他没有提大房子。
She didn't say, you know, I have to have a good job.
他没有说我必须要有一个好的工作。
She didn't even say a penny.
他甚至连一分钱都没有提。
And she married me.
他就这样跟我结婚了。
Cooking meals for me every day.
每天为我做饭。
Washing my clothes.
帮我洗衣服。
Helping me to be interpreter, also serving in the church. Not you, my wife supposed to be here.
他也在教会里面做我的翻译。
And she never asked for anything.
他从来不要向我要什么东西。
Listen to me. Her love to me is what?一二三，他对我的爱是怎么样啊？无价的。
对，他对我的爱是无价的。
Her love to me is priceless.
他的爱对我是无价的。
Do you have prices, things, or person in your life?
在你的人生当中，你有无价的事情、一个东西或者人吗
？If you say you have, put up your hand. Let me.
如果你觉得有，就请你举手。
Wow, lots of people.
哇，很多人。
Put down your hand. How many of you are married? Put up your hands.
结婚的请举手。
Oh, lots of people.
很多人。
So listen to Pastor John say this.
所以听啊、听我讲。
If you have a priceless person,
如果你有一个无价的人
，If it is your spouse,
可能是你的配偶
，Why you keep arguing with her?
你为什么一直跟她吵架呢
？If you have priceless person,
如果有一个无价的人
，Your parents,
你的父母
，Why are you arguing with them?
你为什么一直跟他喋喋不休
？They are priceless.
他们是无价的。
Enjoy that priceless offering.
享受这个无价的一个 offer。
Do you realize there is one thing? Give me this priceless understanding.
有没有意识到一个就是一件事，就是给我对这个无价的有一个很好的一个认识。
If somebody asks me how much worth are you?
如果有人问我啊，你值多少
？People will probably say I have $3 million.
那有人可能会说我有300万。
I want you to know I'm priceless.
Oh, 但我想让你知道我是无价的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because 2,000 years ago, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, died for me.
因为在2000多年前，万王之王、万主之主为我死了。
The Creator God died for me.
创造宇宙万物的神为我死了。
I'm a nobody.
我其实什么都不是。
I'm a sinner of all.
我是一个罪人。
I'm a lost person.
我是迷失的人。
But if Jesus Christ died for me,
但耶稣基督为我死了。
I'm priceless.
我是无价的。
Not because of me.
不是因为我。
Because of the Lord.
而是因为我们的主。
Many of you probably watched this movie called Saving the Private Ryan.
可能你们在座很多人都看过这个电影叫《拯救大兵》。
But many of you probably love that battle.You know, scenes, but forget about the last few words.
但你们可能很多人都是被这个战争的情节所吸引，你忘了有几句很重要的词。
A lieutenant and his team went over to save this last person of the family called Ryan to save him.
这个队长和他的成员，他们去到战场，要救这个家庭成员当中的一个兄弟。
After so many difficulties, they finally found him.
在经过很多的艰难险阻以后，他们找到这位家庭成员。
This private Ryan said, "I don't want to leave my comrade."
这个叫 Ryan 的士兵呢，他说我不想离开我的战友。
I have to fight this war.
我必须要打这场仗。
And finish this battle.
我要完成这场战役。
And stop the enemy.
而且我要阻止敌人。
So end up the lieutenant and his team stayed with him.
所以最后呢，就是这个上尉和他的小分队就跟他一同作战。
The President of the United States asked, you know, don't let him die because this family, the brothers died for the country already.
在那个时候呢，即便美国的总统就告诉他们，不要让这个 Ryan 死掉，因为他其他的弟兄都为国捐躯了。
So want to save him.
所以他们想救 Ryan.
So now the lieutenant tried to protect him.
所以这个上尉现在能做的就是尽量的保护他。
Battle,
在战争当中
，the lieutenant was killed.
这个上尉被杀了。
But the battles was won.
但是这个战役成功了。
After so many years,
在很多年以后
，now Ryan became an old man.
那 Ryan 就变成一个很年老的人。
He brought his family.
他带他的家人
to the cemetery.
到了这个墓地。
He found the lieutenant's tomb.
他找到这位上帝的墓。
The graveyard.
他的这个墓碑
he stood there,
他站在那个地方
he salute to him,
他向他致礼
and then turn his head and ask his wife
他转过头来问他的妻子
Honey, tell me
亲爱的告诉我
Did I have a good life?
我有好的一个人生吗
And the wife says Yes, you have
他的妻子说是的你有一个很好的人生
You know, people ask why he asked that question.
啊，你知道有人会问他为什么要问这个问题呢
？If you understand this, you understand that.
如果你明白的话，你就可以明白这个道理。
If the lieutenant died for him,
如果这个上尉是为他而死。
If the lieutenant and his comrade died for him, try to save him.
如果这个上尉和他的这个小分队为他死了。
Now he has a safe life.
那他现在是有一个得救的
人生。Because somebody died for him.
因为有人为他死。
So that he can live.
所以他能够生活。
And therefore, Private Ryan.
所以这个
Ryan. Want to tell this lieutenant who died for him.
想说这个上尉为他死了。
You didn't die for nothing.
你没有白死。
You died for me.
你为我而死了。
And I want you to know, not from my word, but even from my wife and from my children and grandchildren.
我想不单单是你从我知道，而且是从我的妻子、从我的孩子，甚至是我的孙子。
You didn't die for nothing.
你没有白死。
You died for me.
你为我而死。
And I have a good life.
我有一个美满的人生。
And you should be happy.
你应该为此高兴。
To know that you are not dying in vain.
你应该为此高兴。
Now this is the main part.
现在这个是最主要的一部分。
Jesus Christ died for me.
耶稣为我而死。
And when I look around,
当我环顾四周的时候，
I would not give up my life easily.
我不会轻易放下我的生命。
If I am a student,
如果我是一个学生，
I will be the best student.
我会做最好的学生。
Because Jesus died for me.
因为耶稣为我而死。
If I'm a worker,
如果我是一个雇员，
I will do the best work.
我会做最好的工作。
Because I am God's children.
因为我是神的儿子。
If I'm a mother,
如果我是一个母亲，
I will be the best mother to my children.
我要做我孩子最好的母亲。
Because Jesus died for me.
因为耶稣为我而死。
If I'm a teacher,
如果我是一个老师。
If I'm teaching a very naughty group of students,
如果我教的学生都是非常非常淘气的学生，
I will not give up.
我也不会放弃。
Because Jesus died for me.
因为耶稣为我而死。
I will not.Go up to the building and said, "I'm despair. I will jump. I want to finish my life."
我不会跑到这个大楼的顶上，很绝望的说，我想了断我的人生。
Because Jesus died for me.
因为耶稣为我而死。
If I understand that,
如果我明白这一点，
Do you realize what it becomes of me?
你意识到什么是
变成我吗？ I will live every day as a happy man.
那每一天我都会要作为一个很高兴的人。
Every moment,
我会享受每一分每一秒。
No matter what type of food I have,
不管什么样的食物我在吃。
No matter how difficult the circumstances,
不管境遇怎么样艰难。
I know Jesus Christ died for me.
我知道耶稣基督为我而死。
And I'm priceless.
我是无价的。
I would not be like Dr. Fawcett.
我不会像浮士德。
I would not give up because of 10 years worth.
我不会因为十年就放下我的生命。
I will live a good life.
我会过一个很美满的人生。
Because Jesus died for me.
因为耶稣为我而死。
When I say this, I'm not saying in vain.
当我说的时候，我不是单单这样说的。
My wife just discovered to have cancer.
我的妻子刚刚被发现有癌症。
And that was 2 months ago.
那是两个月前。
She diagnosed to have cancer.
她被诊断是有
癌症。While I was in the mission field.
那当时我还是在这个施工的地方。那当时对我来说非常震惊的一个消息。
And she had surgery last Wednesday.
上个礼拜三她做了手术。
Supposedly she will be with me and be my translator.
原本她今天应该跟我在一起做我的翻译。
But we have peace.
但是我们心里面有平安。
Why?
为什么？
Because I recognize one thing and she recognized one thing.
因为我和她都认识到一件事情。
Jesus Christ died for us.
耶稣基督为我们而死。
If we understand that,
如果我们明白这一点，
nothing will stop us from our relationship with God.
没有什么可以阻挡我们跟神的关系。
If I have God in my life,
如果在我的人生当中有上帝，
then nothing will discourage me.
没有什么。
Lose my life unless Jesus calls us.
就没有什么事情可以让我沮丧，要放弃生命，除非有一天主要呼召我。
Once you and I know that,
就一旦我们认识到这一点
，we will enjoy our life.
我们会享受我们的人生。
We are God's priceless child because He died for us.
我们因为主耶稣为我们而死，所以我们是上帝无价的孩子。
Faith is remembering I'm God's priceless treasure.When I feel utterly worthless.
信心就是在我们感觉一钱不值的时候，但是我们因为会认识到我们是神无价的宝贝。
So children, or student, don't say exam too hard.
所以同学们不要说这个考试太难。
Don't say life too hard.
不要说人生太难。
Because Jesus Christ died for you.
因为耶稣基督为你而死。
I can do all things through Christ.Who give me strength?
靠着那加给我力量的主，我凡事都能做。
I'm priceless.
我是无价的。
So when I look at the world,
所以当我看这个世界的时候
then I would look at it differently.
我会有不同的眼光来看
待。This is my father's will.
这个是我父亲的遗愿。
And therefore, every day I will enjoy the best I could.
所以呢我每天都会尽可能享受人生。
We are talking about mission.
我们在说差传的事。
You probably will ask why Pastor say you become a missionary.
那可能你可能在想为什么牧师会说那你成为一个宣教士。
Let me tell you this, my personal testimony.
那我现在给你讲一个我个人的见证。
I told you that three things, if you still remember.
我刚才跟大家讲了三个原则
that will bring you good success in this world.
那你如果记得你就会在这个世界很成功。
Examination time. I'm a professor in
medicine. 我考试
了。Number one.
第一点。
What is that? Goal.
目标
Number two,
第二点
plan,
有计划
Number three,
第三
perseverance,
要坚持
Number four,
第四点上帝
Number four, God. With that three things,
有这三件事的
goal, plan, perseverance,
目标计划坚持
I became a professional in nuclear medicine.
我成为在核医学这个领域里面一个专业的。
I was a professor in the university hospital.
我是在这个大学的医院校医院做教授。
And my teacher was a guru. He is very famous in nuclear medicine. Actually, he pioneered nuclear medicine.
我的老师是这方面的一个专家，他其实是这个核医学的一个先驱。
So he taught me something.
所以他教了我一些东西。
He said, John, don't stay in the university.
他说 John 你不要待在大学里面
Go and start your nuclear medicine center
你要去开始你自己的这个核医学的一个中心
Then you will have wealth
那你就会有赚的财富
So I listened to him
所以我听了他的话
Came out
我毕业了
Start my own nuclear medicine center
我离开这个地方开始我自己的核医学的中心
Then money start to come
那我就看到钱就过来了
Then it become a number in the bank
那最后这个钱就成为在银行里面的一个数字
I was very happy
Because
that was my goal.
因为那个是我的目标。
I want my parents to be happy.
我想我的父母能够幸福。
I want my family to be wealthy.
我想我的家庭能够富裕。
I still have God.
我是还是有上帝啊。
I'm a Christian.
我是一个基督徒。
But God is somewhere on Sunday.
但是呢，上帝呢，就是只是在星期天的
上帝。Yes, I serve in the church.
我在教会也有服侍。
I was a deacon.
我是一个。
But I only have time. When I have time, I will serve.
但我只是我有时间的时候，我才会去服侍。我也有神。
I trust him.
我也信这位神。
But my job is more important than.
但是我的工作比相信神更重要。
So now I was working very hard in my job.
所以现在我工作非常的卖力。
1986年。I was at a peak.Of my career.
我是在我这个职业生涯的高巅峰。
Even the government of Canada,
即便是加拿大政府
sent one of their their minister.
他们派了一位部长来
and talked to me.
来跟我讲话
and he said, Dr. Singh.
他说谢博士
I want you to know I'm your servant.
我想让你知道我是你的一个仆人。
I said, No, minister, you are not my servant.
我说部长先生你不是我的仆人
Oh no Do you realize it's people like you who elect us and now I'm the minister so I'm your servant
你知道吗正是像你这样的人选举了我们出来做这个部长所以现在呢我是你的仆人
So I recognize you want to say something to me
所以我知道他想要跟我说什么
So please minister tell me what do you want
所以我说部长先生你到底想要什么
We haveA good party.
我们有很好的一个
We are in power.
聚会，我们有很好的一个政党，我们在当权。
We lack a minority group.
但是我们缺乏这个少数主义。
We agree to elect you.
我们想选你。
To be our party member.
成为我们政党的。
To run in your district.
来负责你的辖区。
So you can be a member.
所以你可以成为我们议员。
Becomes elected to the office.
你也可以被选举来加到我们政府。
Obviously I was well experienced.
那很显然我是很有经验的。
I would not say yes right away, right?
我不会马上就答应。
I said, okay, I will think about it.
然后我说我好啊，我想一想看。
2 weeks，
两周以后。
I'll give you the answer。
我会告诉你。
And I didn't talk to my wife。
我没有跟我的太太讲这件事。
I know if I talk to her, she will probably give me alternatives。
我知道，我如果跟我太太讲的话，我的太太可能会给我其他的一些办法。
I didn't pray to God。
我也没有向神来求告。
Because I feel I'm very good。
因为我觉得我已经很不错了。
For age 35。
作为32岁的一个年轻人。
I'm already a millionaire。
我已经是一个百万富翁了。
And I'm a professor。
我也是一个教授。
So I'm pretty good。
所以我非常不错了。
You know, to be in party, that's what I need。
那加入一个政党也是我需
要的。I have money。
我有钱。
I have knowledge。
我有知识。
I have fame。
我有名誉。
One thing I lack。
我只差一件事。
Power。
就是权力。
So after 2 weeks。
所以两周以后
，I said yes。
我说了yes。
Wow, political things are quite different。
那我发现这个政治呢非常不一样。
Within two months。
在两个月以内。
I was running here, running there。
我四处奔跑。
And was in their executive council。
我在他们的这些很高级的一个。
So I was very happy。
我非常的高兴。
I know I have enough money. I know I have enough name. So I probably will be able to get elected。
那我知道我有足够的钱，我有足够的名声，那我知道我很可能会被选上。
So that was 1986.
那个是1986年。
And every political party occasion, I was there and with my wife shaking hands.
那各种政治的这些场合，那我都跟我的妻子在一起，跟这些政要一起握手。
But God banged me.
但是神阻挡了我。
Without me, you are nothing.
那他说我没有我你什么都不是。
1986
年
January
1月
I was admitted to hospital.
我住院了。
It was started with a very small thing.
那刚开始其实很小一个毛病。
When I cough blood.
当我咳嗽的时候我发现有血。
I thought I have, why I have coughing blood.
那我怎么会咳出血呢？
Probably I have some pneumonia, something.
可能我有一些肺炎啊或者什么。
And then I find out that when I wash my face, my nose bleed.
那我发现我洗脸的时候呢，我的鼻子也开始流血。
And then after a few more days, I find out my son, Daddy, Daddy, give me a big hug. Oh, mine, it's all bruised.
那几天以后呢，我的儿子来说，我要给你一个 hug. 那我看到我身上有很多淤青的地方。
And I recognize I have subcutaneous means underneath the skin, subcutaneous bleeding.
那我在皮下出血。
So I thought, wow, what happened to me?
我想我出了什么问题。
And the first thing, when I see the doctor,
那第一件事我就去见了医生。
The doctor said, Professor, you receive so much radiation.
那个医生说你接受的这些核辐射太多了。
No, I know how much radiation I receive.
不，我是很清楚。
No, this is a symptom of you receiving radiation. Now you have leukemia.
但呢，医生呢就说呢，这个就是被核辐射之后的一个症状。那你有可能有白血球。
And I said, no, you're wrong.
那我说你搞错了。
Okay, so they rushed me to the hospital.
好，那他们就让我去医院。
I still remember the doctor.
我还记得当天的医生。
It was very funny.
其实很搞笑。
You see, that was Monday morning.
那个是星期一的早晨。
We booked an appointment of 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
我们有一个预约是在两点，下午两点。
My wife called me 10 o'clock in the morning.
我的妻子十点钟早上就给我打电话。
I was in the medical center already.
我已经在这个医疗中心了。
John, don't forget you have a 2 o'clock specialist appointment.
那他就提醒我，这样你在两点钟有一个专家的一个 appointment。
I said, wife, I'm so busy today, I will remember that. You don't need to call me.
那他说呢，我今天很忙，但是我记得这个，你不用打电话来提醒我。
12 o'clock, ring, ring, ring.
12点钟呢又有电话。
A good wife is like this. John, you don't forget you have appointment 2 o'clock.
我的太太又打电话来提醒我，你不要忘了，你两点钟有个专家的门诊。
I know, I'm very busy today.
我知道，但我今天非常的忙。
I don't think I can see him.
我觉得我可能不能去见这个医生了。
So please help me to make an appointment later.
所以你帮我重新预约。
And she said, John, this is a special arrangement for you because he's your friend.
那医生说呢，这个是为你专门的一个门诊。
I said, I'm so busy.
但是呢，我说，我这么忙。
I was a little bit too proud.
我其实有一点骄傲了。
I said, well, maybe 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
那可能八点钟，我觉得比较好。
The doctor finished their clinic at 6.
那医生其实六点钟就从诊所下班。
And I asked for 8 o'clock.
那我要让他说
八点钟。So basically, it's totally impossible.
所以这其实是完全不可能的。
But this doctor was a miracle.
但是这个医生呢，其实是一个奇迹。
He said yes.
他居然同意了。
Poor doctor wait for me from 6 to 8 o'clock, sitting in his office just because of this, you know, John.
这个很可怜的医生呢，就从六点到八点一直在他的诊所，就等着这个 John.
So I was there.
所以我最后到了这个诊所。
And you know, luckily, he has a nurse.
那很庆幸呢，他是有一个护士。
He said, I know this illness.
他说呢，我注意到你这个病。
I saw that 2 times in my life.
我在我的人生当中看到过两例病例。
It's called ITP.
它叫做 ITP.
Yeah, idiosyncratic thrombocytopenia purpura. Many of you doctors would know that. Yeah, 就是敏感性的血小板过低症。I'm allergic. I didn't realize I was allergic to penicillin.
我不知道我对青霉素会过敏。
And it was, I have penicillin many years already, but that time I have this allergy.
我很多年都在用这个青霉素，但是我才到那个时候才知道我。
One of the reasons was I took some Chinese medicine.
可能其中一个原因呢，是我用了一些中药。
So after that, I told all the Chinese doctors, don't use Chinese medicine and regular Western medicine at the same time.
那之后呢，我就告诉所有的这些中医医生呢，就是不要把中药和西药同时来用。
Are you still awake?
你们还醒着吗？
Okay, all right. So should I continue?
我可以继续吗？
Okay. So I was in the hospital.
所以我就进了医院。
Because I have some wealth.
因为我有财。
I have my private room now.
我有我的私人的病房了。
On the fifth floor.
在第五楼。
And nobody, a big room for myself.
没有其他人，就是很大间房间，就我一个。
But what good would it be?
但这有什么意思？
I'm still dying.
我还是要死掉了。
Private room TV doesn't mean anything.
单人房电视没有任何意义。
There was only one medicine that would heal me.
只有一个药可以。治疗我现在可能有两种。
I was not response to the treatment.
我对这个治疗没有什么反应。
So I was keep losing my blood.
所以我一直在流血。
And I was still coughing and coughing blood.
我一直在咳嗽，而且咳出血。
So the doctor said, well, 3 things.
所以医生跟我说有三件事。
Nurses, don't move him.
护士们不要动他。
You cannot stand up, John.
你不能站起来。
Because if you stand up, you will faint.
因为你如果站起来的话，你就会晕倒。
Knock on something, you have internal bleeding.
那你如果是撞到什么，你就会有内出血。
If people move you, vibrate, you have internal bleeding.
那如果有人移动你的话，你这种震动会让你内出血。
If you keep coughing, you will keep coughing blood.
如果你继续咳嗽，你会还咳出血。
How can I not coughing?
那我怎么可能不咳嗽呢？
But I was coughing blood.
但是我还是在咳血。
So blood is coming in from the tube.
所以这个血是从这些导管进入到我身体。
And the platelet was coming into the tube, IV.
IV 从我的手导管进来。
And here is the medicine.
那右边就是这些药物。
And here is the saline bottle, 盐水。
这些有盐水。
So I was just like, you know, a man with all this bottle. At that time, they used bottle, and I was hanging like that.
那个时候我就发现我的周围全部是挂的这些瓶子。
And I still saying, John, it will be okay.
那我是还在对自己说，这样你会没事的。
Set your goal.
你要有你的计划。
You will be okay.
你就会 OK.
Set your plan.
你要有你的计划。
Set your perseverance.
你要坚持。
It won't help.
那个时候都没有用处。
And I was bleeding.
那我一直在流血。
And I was transfusing blood.
我有，同时也在接受输血。
And thank God this is Canada.
感谢主，这是在加拿大。如果我是在香港
，Nobody will give me continuously like that.
没有人会持续这样来医治我。
But I was not yielded to God.
但是我没有向神来求告。
I said, I talked to God.
那我说我跟神说
God, you know, I'm a good man.
神，我是一个很好的人啊。
I don't deserve to die.
我不应该会死啊。
I earn my money.
我赚了我的钱。
I don't cheat anybody.
我从来没有骗过人。
And all the money I have.
我所有有的钱。
Is all worthwhile. Is my earning.
都是我自己辛苦挣来的。
I'm a good person.
我也是很好的人。
I don't even hurt anyone.
我从来不伤害人。
And therefore, Lord, you know, I don't deserve to die.
那神，我现在还不该死。
A good man should not die.
一个好人是不应该死的。
You know, I was so foolish.
那当时我其实真的很愚蠢。
No, good man, sinner, all die one day.
不管是好人还是罪人，其实有一天都会死掉。
But because of little wealth that I have.
但是因为我拥有的一点财富
I put the ring, you know, the nurse calling bell next to my pillow.
那我去按了一下那个铃叫这个护士
No, I just put it next to my pillow.
我就把它放在我的枕头旁边
Just in case I was vomiting blood.
就以免我如果是吐血的时候
I still have to have a chance to call the nurse to come and save me.
我还是可以按那个铃来叫这个护士来救我
I didn't yield to God.
我没有向神让步
Until 4 o'clock.In the middle of the night,
直到清晨的四点钟
suddenly the whole hospital rang with an announcement, ding dong, ding dong, and then they saw Dr. Red, 红医生，红色的医生。
那突然就是在四点钟，我就听到就有这个警铃，就在通过那个扩音器，我就听到红医生，红医生。
Now there is no Dr. Red in the hospital.
那在那个地方是没有红医生。
It was a code.
那个是一个
密码。The code is fire.
其实是火警的一个电话。
And I said, where is the fire?
但我在想哪里有火呢
？Because I served in the hospital.
因为我是在医院工作很多年，我很清楚。
There is only one side of the window on my right hand side.
只是在我的右手边有。
I look at the window.
窗户，我看。
Oh my God!
看这个窗户。
The fire was on the floor.
那个火呢，就是在四层楼。
Later on, I discover my room here.
那之后呢？我发现我的
五楼
床位就在五楼。
And the fourth floor here.
那四楼呢？就在下面。
And the corner of the of my room on the fourth floor was fire.
那在旁边呢？在四楼呢就开始有火。
Now you recognize the inside the hospital is warm air.
那你知道在这个医院内部呢，就是全部很热
的。Outside the hospital,
空气在医院以外呢
？It's minus 20 degrees. That's Alberta, Canada.
是在零下二十度，那个就是加拿大 Alberta 的气温。
So when there is fire.
所以有火刑的时候
The window broke.
这个窗户会破掉
All the warm air goes through this room, rush out.
所有的暖空气就通过这些破碎的
And flame the fire.
然后就让这个火势更旺
And there was heavy smoke.
有很浓的烟
And I thought, oh my, and it's underneath me.
我看到这个火就在我下面
So I was waiting.
那我在等
And I saw the nurse close all the patients' door and then start moving one at a time out.
那我看到这些护士就开始敲这些病人的门，然后开始让他们一个一个转移。
And I was waiting.
那我还在那儿等待。
Waiting.
一直等。
And nobody came.
没有人来。
And I said, John, oh my, you're going to die.
那我想到 John, 现在你要死掉了。
I was joking just a few hours ago.
几个小时以前，我还在开玩笑。
I said, I'm not deserved to die.
我不应该死的。
Look at me, how beautiful I am.
看看我多美啊。
John, you are just like the Christmas tree in Canada.
那我就像加拿大的一棵圣诞树一样。
With all this colorful ball, you know, hanging on your body.
有各种彩色的这些灯在你的身上。
Now I said, Oh my, John.
那现在约翰。
If this illness will not kill you. The fire will make you become the Christmas turkey.
如果你的这个病症不能够让你去世的话，那这个火灾会让你变成圣诞火鸡。
You know that was the time I said if I die tonight, what would happen?
你知道那个时候我就在想如果今晚就死掉会发生什么
？When I talk to you, it's funny, right?
那我跟你现在讲的是，你觉得很搞笑。
But that night was not funny.
但是当天晚上其实没有这么搞笑的。
If I die tonight,
如果我今天晚上就死掉
，What would happen?
会发生什么事
？I'm a reasonable man.
我是一个很好的人。
And I said, if I die tonight,
我在想我说今天死，我感谢主。
I'm a Christian.
我是基督徒。
I have salvation.
我有救赎。
I will see Jesus Christ.
我会见到耶稣。
I will be in heaven, not in hell.
我会到天堂，我不会去到地狱。
What would Jesus say then?
你猜耶稣会怎么说
？Jesus would not say, "Welcome, John."
那耶稣会说，欢迎 John。
How much money you brought?
啊，你带了多少钱来
？How much fame you have?
你有多少名誉
？How many students you taught?
你教了多少学生
He would not ask that.
他不会这样来问。
He would say this.
他会这样说
，John, I give you one life.
约翰，我给了你一次人生。
And you have one life.
你有一次的人生。
What have you done for me?
你为我做了什么
？I gave you so many things.
我给了你这么多东西。
What have you prepared for me?
你为我预备了什么
？You know, it was very funny.
你知道吗？这个其实很
搞笑。There was suddenly this hymn ringing in my head.
那突然有一个赞美诗在我的脑海里面。
The hymn said, "How can I see God empty-handed?"
那这个赞美诗说呢，我怎么能够空手见主面
？And I said.I have money.
那我说我有钱呢、啊。
You know, I suddenly, unconsciously put my hands to search my pockets.
因为我不自觉的就开始用我的手去摸我的衣兜。
And then I suddenly realized the patient gown do not have pockets.
那我发现这个病人服根本就没有衣兜的。
Oh my! I couldn't even carry $2 with me.
那我发现我今年$2都不能带去我的棺材。
So what is money?
所以钱是算什么呢
？And I said I have knowledge.
我有知识。
Now suddenly I recognize if I die.
那突然我意识到，如果我去世的话
，all the knowledge will stop.
那所有的知识就在
Everything gone.
所有的都去了。
You know Stephen Hawking?
大家知道史蒂芬霍金。
So bright a brain after Einstein.
那是继爱因斯坦以后最聪明的大脑。
When he died?
当他死的时候
，nothing.
什么都没有。
This is life.
这个就是人生。
Then I said, I still have some name.
那我就觉得我还是有些名声。
In the city of Edmonton, people will still remember. Oh, there's Dr. Johnson.
那在这个 Edmonton 的这个城市呢，还会有人很多认识。哦，这个是John 医生。
But do you know what would happen?
但你知道之后会发生什么
？I suddenly recognize when I died, I will bury not like you know we climb the social ladder, hide up there. We have actually buried 7 or 8 feet underground.
那当我死的时候，我意识到我们其实不像在世界攀爬这个职业的阶梯一样，在很高的地方。那我死的时候其实是会埋在地上，可能七八尺以下。
The only things that is higher up is the 3 feet tomb, you know, standing up there.
在我面上可能就是一个三尺的一个墓碑而已。
You know, it was so vivid to me.
你知道吗？在那一刻，这一幕是栩栩如生。
I saw my tombstone.
我已经看到了我的墓碑。
In English,
是英文写的。
Here lies John Say.
在这儿的安葬的是 John Say.
1951, my birth year.
1951年，那我出生的那一年。
1986, the death year.
1986年是我去世的时候。
And in between a dash.
中间是有一个hyphen.
I said the birth and the death.
那我想我出生我去世
in between which describe my whole life is a dash
在中间整个描述我一生的就是一根短线
and it was also a minus sign
而且那个也是一个小符号其实
what did I do
我做了什么
what have I done
我这一生做了什么事
I'm going to see God empty handed
我会
I couldn't bring my dollars
我不能带着我的美元
I could not bring my knowledge to heaven.
我也不能带我的智慧。
There is no need of that too.
在天堂不需要智慧。
I can't bring my fame to heaven.
我也不能把我的名誉带到天堂。
What the only thing I can recognize, I would be able to bring to heaven.
唯一一件事我能知道我可以带到天堂的事。
Is whoever I brought people to Jesus Christ.
是我曾经带到主面前的这些人。
In another word.
换句话说
，Nothing in this world we can bring to heaven。
在这个世界，我们什么事都带不到天堂。
But only people we brought to know Jesus, one day we will see them in heaven。
只有那些我们带来归主的这些人，我们有一天会带他们去。
Are you empty-handed too?
你也是双手空空吗
？You have your life already。
你已经有了你的人生。
Have you brought one person to Christ?
你有没有引一个人信主呢
？Even you say I didn't。
即便你说我没有
，Have you ever support a missionary?
你有没有支持这些宣教士
？To bring the gospel to someone else?
把这个福音带给其他人。
Even you cannot bring a person to Christ directly.
即便你不能够直接的带一个人信主
，At least you can do something indirectly.
但你至少可以间接的做一些。
At least when you go to heaven, you will say, God, I did something.
以便到有一天你见主面的时候，你在天堂可以说我做了一些。我支持了这个宣教士。
In Taiwan,
在台湾的时候。
He brought 10 people to Christ.
他这位宣教士带了10个人信主。
At least I did something.
至少我在这个有份。我祷告。
For this missionary.
为这个宣教士祷告。
In Thailand.
在泰国。
At least I did something.
我至少做了一些事。
But you know, many of us are going to see God empty-handed.
但你知道我们当中可能有很多会空空的去空手见主面。
I don't have time to experience, but this is a vivid experience.
我没有，这个对我来说是非常生动的一个经验。
I find out it happened to many people have near-death experience.
发现有很多人其实有濒死的这个经历。
I suddenly realized I was looking at the ceiling. The ceiling was white.
那我突然觉得我看到这个天花板是白色的。
I saw almost like a PowerPoint slideshow of my life.
我好像看到一个 PowerPoint 是关于我的人整个人生。
From birth,
从我出生
all the ways to now.
直到我现在。
And it was in slow motion.
是慢镜头播放。
And I thought this was only my only experience. Actually, it was not on the ceiling. It was in my brain.
那个是我唯一的一次濒死的经验。那其实不是在天花板上，是在我的脑子里。
I saw my life once.
我看到我的整个人生。
And then I saw I am here.
那我看到我现在来到这个地方。
You know, I heard one of the parachuter from U.S. Army.
那我听说有这个从美国军队的有一个
He jumped parachuter.
跳伞的。
He jumped.
他跳下来。
Opened the first parachute.
他把第一个降落伞打开。
Didn't open.
那没有打开。
Opened another one.
他就开了第二个降落伞。
Swing around the first one.
他在那个天上打转。
So he was keep falling.
他直接一直往下掉。
Within that 6 seconds,
在60秒以内
he saw his life once.
他看到他的人生。
And his testimony was in the few years ago, many years ago, in the Reader's Digest.
很多年前他的这个见证是刊登在读者文摘里面。
One time I was preaching.
有一次我在讲道的时候
There was a lady in Canada.
有一个姊妹。
I saw my life once.
在加拿大他说他看到过他的人生。
In less than 2 seconds.
在2秒钟以后他的全部人生。
Time seems to be delayed.Seems to be slowed down.
那好像时间都一切都慢下来了。
In the middle of night,
在一个夜晚
she was driving in a secondary highway.
她是在二号的高速公路上开车。
There was lots of snow.
有很多的雪。
In a snowstorm.
有雪暴来。
And she didn't see the signal.
她没有看到这个信号。
By the time she recognized what was happening, she was rushing towards a train. The train was crossing.
当她意识到发生什么时候。他发现他自己正冲向一辆横着开过来的货车。
Few seconds,
在几秒钟以内。
Sounds like everything stopped and she saw her life still picture once.
好像所有的都停下来了。那他看到他的人生。
I saw my life once.
那我也看到过我的整个人生。
Then I recognize.
那我意识到。
God, now I know what is life.
那我说上帝，我现在知道人生是什么。
I'm sorry, I spent so much time.
我非常抱歉，我花了这么多的时间。
To get something that is worthless.
去争取那些其实毫无意义的事情。
But Lord, I recognize the only thing that lasts for eternity.
但主啊，我知道唯一可以永恒的。
Is sharing this gospel to someone else.
就是跟其他人来分享这个福音。
That he will have eternal life one day.
让他有一天有永恒的生命。
So do you remember that three principle?
所以大家还记得那三个重要的原则吗？
Let us read together. One,
那我们一起来读
life worth more than the world.
生命比全世界更有价值。
Eternal soul worth more than temporal life.
永生比暂时生命更有价值。
Our soul is priceless.
我们的灵魂是无价的。
If God died for me,
如果上帝为我而死
gave me so much.
给我这么多的东西。
You know, even the private Ryan recognized he has to do something.
因为那个二等兵 Ryan 他意识到他需要做一些什么事。
So I pray to God.
所以我向神祷告。
God, I was the fool of all.
上帝啊，我是愚蠢人当中的愚蠢人。
Please give me a chance.
请给我一次机会。
If you save my life,
如果你救了我的生命
I promise you,
我向你承诺。
I will go around the world.
我会走遍全世界
to tell about people about Jesus Christ
告诉这些人关于耶稣基督
to bring them to the knowledge of salvation
让他们得到这个救恩，认识这个救恩的知识。
Help them to receive you as their personal savior.
帮助他们接受你为他们个人的救主。
I promise you, Lord.
我向你
啊愿。If you save me,
如果你救
了我，I will serve you 2 years.
我会向你做你的为你服侍两年。
You probably ask why John took 2 years.
那你为什么？你可能会问我，这样你为什么这样
做？Because if you don't go back to university after 3 years, they remove your professorship.
因为在大学你如果是3年不回到大学的话，那其实你的这个教职就会被取消。
Now time short, summarize it.
那时间不多，我们就总结一下。
You know, actually that night nobody moved me.
你知道吗？那天晚上在医院没有人来移动我。
And thank the Lord, because it's a hospital, the fire department sent their fire brigade there.And they quenched the fire within 20 minutes.
那感谢主呢，因为那个是医院，所以这个消防队很快就派人来，20分钟以内就把这个火扑灭了。
And after all that, I slept.
那在那所有的之后，那我睡着了。
Until next day morning.
直到第二天早晨。
The first miracle answer came.
那第一个这个奇迹的回复就过来了。
The doctor said you in his round you seems to stop bleeding.
那医生说好像你的这个流血已经停止了。
Now after 2 more days,
两天以后呢
,report came,
这个报告又回来了。
It seems to respond to treatment.
好像你对这个治疗是有反应了。
5 days later,
5天以后呢
,it was a miracle.
那又是一个奇迹。
For those of you who are doctors and nurses, you know, for people 35 years old ITP,They will have problem for the rest of their life. I supposed to see the doctor every 2 weeks.
那对于在座可能是特别是医生和护士的，你们可能有经验啊。凡是有 IBT 的这些人，他们其实在余生呢都会有很多后遗症，他们可能每5天就要见一次医生。
Either to have a blood dialysis or the other shortcut is to remove my spleen.
那我有可能是要做小的呢，就是做一个验血。那么如果大的，可能是要需要去除我的胰腺。
But I thank the Lord.
但我感谢主。
I didn't have to do both.
我不需要做这些事情。
And after a week,
一周以后呢
？The doctor said you seem to stabilize and doing well.
那医生说你已经变得稳定，而且越来越好。
And he said let's prepare for surgery.
那我们就准备做手术吧。
And I said no.
那我说不要。
Because I promise God I will go to different part of the world.
因为我向神许诺我要去世界各地。
Without a good immune system, I cannot go to the mission field.
如果没有很好的免疫系统，我不能够去到这个宣教的工厂。
Finally, with persuasion.
最后呢，因着这个坚持。
The doctor said I will give you 3 months.
那医生说呢，我给你3个月。
If your platelets go back to normal.
如果你的这些恢复正常的话。
In normal range.
是在正常的一个区域以内。
Then you don't have to do the surgery.
你就不用来做手术。
And you need after 2 months.
那大概过了2个月。
I didn't have to do the surgery.
我都不需要做手术。
And it was a surprise.
那是非常大的一个奇迹。
I serve God.
我服侍神。
The first mission field I was serving is in Malaysia.
第一个宣教工厂是在马来西亚。
And one time I had a severe cold.
那有一次呢，我有很严重的感冒。
And they sent a doctor to treat me.
他们派了一个医生来医治我。
And he gave me penicillin because very common.
他跟我这个青霉素这个。
I forgot about that.
那我已经忘了。
I took the penicillin.
我
吃了这个。
我已经吃了青霉素。
Nothing happened to me.
什么都没有发生。
And then from then on, I suddenly realized, oh, I'm no longer allergic to it.
那从此以后呢，我才发现我其实对这个青霉素不再过敏了。
Thank God.
感谢主。
Now I'm coming to my almost 30 years of ministry now.
现在我基本上到我第30年的这个施工了。
People ask me one thing.
有周围的人问我有一件事情。
After the third year of my service.
在你第三年的这个服侍之后呢
？Are you going to leave the church?
你有没有要离开教会呢
？I said no.
我说不会啊。
I find out God calls me into the ministry.
我发现神呼召我进入到这个施工。
Now it's also very funny.
我觉得这个也是很搞笑。
After 1 week, I was thinking about how should I prepare myself.
那一周以后呢，我在想我要怎么样准备自己呢
？So I'm planning to take a seminary training.
所以我想我应该去神学院来学习。
Take a master program.
得到他硕士学位。
So I was back to the church.
所以我回到教会。
And I was thinking about which seminary.
那我在想我要去哪一所神学院呢
？Now because I'm a deacon, later on I became an elder, so I have a small little mailbox in the church.
我当时是执事，后来是成为长老。那在我教会里面，我是有一个信箱的。
I was thinking about that.
我在想那件事。
After 1 week, I didn't collect my mail, so I went to my mailbox.
那一周以后呢，我去我的信箱去看邮件。
Whoa, there was an application form.
那有一个申请表。
And a brochure.
还有一个宣传单。
Of a Baptist seminary in Vancouver.
是个浸信会的一个神学院，那是在温哥华。
And I'm living in Edmonton.
那我在 Edmonton 居住。
Go to Vancouver is an hour and a half.
去温哥华是一个半小时。
Flying.
哦、oh, ，去飞过去要一个半小时。
And I said, "Wow, you know, is it God want me to go to this seminary?"
那我想，神真的要我去这个神学院吗
？So I asked, "Who put this brochure and registration form in my mailbox?"
那我就想，谁把这个宣传单还有这个申请表放在我的邮箱里面
？One of the church elders said this.
那有一个教会的长老说
，I received this application form，
是我收到这个申请表
，and the brochure，
还有这个宣传单。
I'm not going to study in a seminary。
那我是不会去神学院读书的。
So I just throw，
所以我就随便扔到你的信箱
，to any box，
所以扔到任何一个信箱。
Accidentally came to my box。
是，这正好是到了你的信
箱。And that was a Sunday。
那是在星期天。
And that was the time I look at my mail。
那个是我看我邮件的时候。
So I took that as God's calling.
所以我把它当作是神对我的呼召。
So I went to this seminary.
所以我去了这个神学院。
Even though it was not in Edmonton.
即便它不在 Edmonton.
I just keep on flying back and forth.
那我就是来回的这样飞来飞去。
So I can study and see my family.
所以我飞到那边去读书，然后又飞回来见我的家人。
After 2 years.
两年以后。
The church already asked me to pioneer to a poor district.To pioneer church there.
教会呢？我的教会呢？就让我到一个比较贫穷的一个区域去祠堂。
After 10 years serving as a pastor,
十年以后，是在那边做牧师。
I find out that I have this love, that's this burden to bring the gospel to place where they don't have pastors.
那我发现我的心里面有这样的爱，这样的负担，是要把这个福音带到那些还没有听到过福音的人。
So that was the beginning.God sent me to Malaysia.
所以那个是开始，那上帝就把我派到了马来西亚。
And then Philippines.
然后是菲律宾。
And then the year 2010.
在2010年。
I and my wife say we are 60 years old. Maybe it will be time for us to retire from the mission field in Philippines.
我跟我的太太说，我们现在都60岁了，我们可能应该从菲律宾的这个事工当中退休了。
But then God opened the way for us to go to mainland China.
但是上帝呢，就为我们开了门，去了中国大陆。
So we keep on going.
所以我们一直在走。
Even my wife is recuperating from her cancer surgery.
即便我的妻子在从她的这个癌症的这个手术的康复的这个过程当中。
She's still saying we keep going.
她还在说我们要一直往前走。
Unless God says stop.
除非神说要停。
We enjoy doing mission work.
我们非常享受这些宣教的。
You probably will feel that I enjoy preaching to you too, even though you are so long.
你可能没有感觉到我其实现在对大家讲道，我也是非常享受，因为讲了好久。
Money is not everything.
金钱不是万能的。
Money can buy house, but not a warm home.
金钱可以买到房屋，但买不到温暖的家。
Money can buy food, but not the appetite.
金钱可以买到美食，但买不到食欲。
Money can buy bed, but not sleep.
金钱可以买到床，但买不到睡眠。
Money can buy medicine, but not health.
金钱可以买到药物，但买不到健康。
Money can buy amusement, but not joy.
金钱可以买到娱乐，但买不到快乐。
Money can buy books, but not wisdom.
金钱可以买到书籍，但买不到智慧。
Money can buy obedience.But not loyalty.
今天可以买到服从，但买不到忠诚。
Money can buy good words, but not respect.
今天可以买到献媚，但买不到尊敬。
I add a few more things.
我还有几件事想告诉大家。
Money can buy insurance.
钱可以买到保险。
But not health.
但买不到健康。
Money can buy blood.
钱可以买到血。
But not life.
但买不到生命。
Money can buy a good wedding gown.
钱可以买到很好的这个婚纱。
But not a good wife.
但买不到很好的一个太太。
My dear brother and sister.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
The Bible said it right.
圣经这样说。
What have we done?
我们做了什么？
What would it profit a man?
对。
Even if we gain the whole world.
即便人赚的全世界，又对人有什么益处？
But you lose your soul.
但你失去了你的生命。
So I and my wife make it our commitment.
所以我跟我的妻子有一个想法。
The Bible said, how about we read it together? One, two, three.
我们一起读。
But seek first the kingdom of God.And his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
My dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，May I conclude this sharing with these words?
我想这样来结束我的一个分享。
You and I have one life.
你跟我都只有一次的生命。
And I and my wife also have one life.
我跟我的太太也只有一次的生命。
May God use us.
我们神愿神用
To use our limited voice.
使用我们有限的声音。
To bring to unlimited people.
带给无限的人。
The loving gospel of our Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的爱的福音。
We all have limited hands.
我们都有有限的双手。
But may God.Use our hands.
但求主来使用我们的双手。
To touch unlimited people.
来触摸这些无限的人。
That they know God's love.
让他们也认识到神的爱。
Through a visible person.
通过我们这个可以见的人。
We have limited feet.
我们有有限的双脚。
But may God use our feet.
也求神用我们的双脚。
To go unlimited place.
去走很远的地方。
To tell people Jesus loved them.
去告诉他们耶稣爱他们。
There will be a day.
会有一天。
You and I would not be here.
你和我都不会在这个地方。
There will be a day.
那会有一天。
We will see Jesus Himself.
我们会见到耶稣基督
本人。There will be a day.
会有一天。
That question asked.
有一个问题会问。
Are you going to see God empty-handed?
你会空手见主面吗？
I thank the Lord.
我感谢主。
I experienced that while I was young.
在我年轻的时候，我已经经历了。
Many of my friends, even my professor, said, "You are a fool."
很多我的朋友甚至是我的教授都说你是一个很蠢 你放弃这么多。
But I said, I'm a wise person.
但我告诉他们我其实很聪明。
Now I know how to live.
现在我知道应该怎么样去生活。
My dear friends,
亲爱的朋友们
you don't need to be a pastor.
你不需要做牧师。
But you need to share the gospel.
但是你需要分享福音。
You are priceless.
你是无价的。
Jesus Christ died for you.
耶稣基督为你而死。
But what have you done?
但是你为主做了什么？你为耶稣基督做了什么？
There are lots of people outside.
在外面有很多的人。
Outside your city.
在这个城市以外。
Outside your neighborhood.
在你的社区以外。
In the other part of the country.
在这个国家的另外一半。
We need to bring the gospel to them.
我们需要把福音带给这些人。
If they don't have the gospel.
他们没有福音。
Every day.
每一天。
They will die without hope.
他们会在绝望当中死去。
They will go to hell without salvation.
他们不会得到救恩，他们去地狱。
No forgiveness of their sin.
他们也不会得到他们罪的赦免。他们会有永远的诅咒。
I know one day when I'm in the heaven.
我知道有一天我在天堂的时候。
There will be people coming to shake my hand.
会有人过来跟我握手。
Thank you, Pastor.
谢谢牧师。
For coming to Malaysia.
谢谢你来到马来西亚。
Because of you.
因为你。
My father received Jesus Christ.
我的爸爸接受耶稣基督。
Because of my father.
因为我的父亲。
I accept Jesus Christ.
我也接受了耶稣基督。
Thank you for coming.
谢谢你来我们这
里。I will be at peace.
我就会很平安。
So, my friend.
所以朋友们。
Jesus asks you to receive his love.
耶稣基督邀请你接受他的爱。
Jesus asks you to spread his love.
耶稣要求你传递他的爱。
Are you willing?
你愿意吗？
Let us bow our head.
我们低头祷告。
I will not finish this sermon without an invitation.
我不会完成今天讲到，我一定要有一个邀请。
This is a special occasion,
因为这个是很特别的一个时间，是一个约会。
An engagement for you and me,
是你跟我的一个约定。
A special word from God for you today.
今天也有一个特别的从神而来的话给你。我顺服。
I went.
我去了。
I will continue to do so.
我还要继续来做。
Even with my limited life.
即便是我有限的人生。
What about you, my friend?
你又怎么样呢，我的朋友？
If you say I want to live for Jesus Christ for the rest of my life，
如果你说我想我把我的余生来为主而活，
Because Jesus died for me，
因为耶稣基督为我而死，
Please put up your hand，
请你举起你的双
Let God see your beautiful hand，
让我看到你很好的手。
If you say Lord Jesus I want to live for you，
如果你说耶稣基督我愿为你而活，
My life I want to live for our Lord Jesus Christ，
我想让我的人生都为主而活。
Please put up your hands high， Let God see
your beautiful
hand，
高高的举起来，让我可以看到你的手。
Thank the Lord，
感谢主。
Now put down your hands，
好，放下手。
My next invitation，
我第二个邀请。
If you can make a decision，
如果你能够决定的话，
Lord I want to bring at least one person to Christ in my life，
主啊，至少在我人生，我想带一个人信主。
So I will not see God empty-handed。
所以我不会空着手去见主。
Please put up your hand。
请你举起你的手。
Whoa, wonderful。
啊，很好。
Thank the Lord。
感谢主。
One final invitation。
那最后一个邀请。
Oh, maybe two invitations。
可能还有两个邀请。
If you say, Lord Jesus, I want to serve as a full-time missionary or pastor or full-time worker。For God's ministry, please put up your hand.
那如果你想是成为全职的一个宣教师或者牧师，就全职来服侍主的话，请你把你的手举起来。
If you say, Lord, I want to offer my life to you.
那如果你对神说，我想把我的生命给你。
To serve as a full-time worker,
来全职来服侍你。
Pastor, missionary.
作为这个牧师。
Please put up your hand.
宣教士，就请你举起手。
Now.
现在就举起手。
Thank the Lord. Thank God.
感谢主。
Anyone else?
还有吗？
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
You know God use you. Thank God. Thank
你知道吗？上帝会用你。
Okay.
好了。
I'd like to pray for you.
我想为你们祷告。
For those who offer themselves in full-time ministry.
那些愿意全职来服侍主的。
Please come up right now.
请你们来到。
You stand in the platform.
台前。
We will pray for you.
你们站在台前，我来为你祷告。
Thank the Lord. Just stand up there because you will be the future pastor. Don't be shy.Yeah, just stand up.
就站到台上来。
Yeah, I would like our pastor to come up to be with them.
我也想我们的牧师上台跟我们在一起。
So the pastor will recognize you. I saw a few more hands. Anyone else?
我看后面有一些手可能想做全职服侍的吗？
Full-time ministry, come up. If you are in full-time ministry, you offer. Yeah, come. If you offer yourself to be in full-time ministry, don't be shy.
对，你如果愿意来全职服侍，不要害羞。
Anyone else?
请来到台前。还有其他人吗？
I saw another hands here on this side.
我看到那边还有一双。
Anyone else?
还有吗？
Okay, stand up there. Okay, those who promise God you will bring at least one person to Christ in your life, come up here right now.
好，现在是其他就说，在我一生，我会愿意带一个人信主的，请来到台前。
Come to the front. Come to the front.
请来到台前。
Don't be shy. Yeah.
不要害羞。来到台前。
Okay. Now for those who said I want to offer my life to live for Jesus Christ, stand up where you are. In where you are.
还有那些人就说我这一生要为主而活的呢，你就在你的原位就好。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
One last invitation.
最后一个邀请。
If any one of you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have not done yet.
如果在现在有人还没有接受耶稣做你个人的救主，
I'd like to invite you，
我愿意邀请你
to receive Jesus as your personal Savior，
接受耶稣作为你个人的救主。
If you haven't, put up your hand。
如果你愿意，请你举手。
I'd like to invite you to bring you to help you to know Jesus. Anyone?
我愿意带你认识耶稣基督。
Anyone?
有没有还没有信主的？所以大家都是基督徒了。
Okay.
好。
For those who offer yourself to bring at least one person to Christ, put your hands over your heart.
那些愿意一生带一个人信主的话
to be in full-time ministry, put your hands in your heart.
包括全职服侍主的，请把你的手放在你的胸口上。
Okay, you follow after me.
你跟着我说。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you very much. Today I want to offer myself.To be part of the ministry. Help me to bring people to Jesus Christ. Use my hands to touch somebody with God's love. Use my mouth to encourage people with God's word. Use my feet to reach people with the love of God. I bring myself to you, Lord.
May you use me.
And may you use my life.
In Jesus Christ's name I pray.
Amen. So let us give God a wonderful hand. May God bless all of you to bring a person to Christ at least.
愿神祝福你们，至少一生带一个人信主。
We'll ask Pastor Liu, can you come up to pray for all of us here?
我们有请刘牧师，你可以帮我们所有人来祷告吗
？Now for all of you, say you want to bring a person to Christ, put up your hands one more time.You promise God to bring a person to Christ. You do so actively every day. Bring a person to Christ. You promise. Right? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. May God bless you so. Okay, Pastor.
亲爱的父神，我们来到你面前，满心的感谢你，谢谢你今天你借着的话语，透过谢伟光牧师来对我们说话，主我们看见你为我们死，你为我们活，我们在你的面前是无价的，我们是你无价的儿女。主，求主让我们知道我们这一生是这样的宝贵，主也让我们真是能够为你而活，能够借着我们能够把福音能够传给我们周围的人，主让他们的灵魂跟我们一样能够得着耶稣基督，跟我们一样能够在天堂里面能够与主同在。主，我们谢谢你听我们的祷告，谢谢你垂听我们在这里每一个人无声有声的祷告。主，他们愿意这一生为你而活，主，他们愿意为你所用，能够把福音带给需要听到福音的人。主，我们谢谢你，主，你要赐给他们所需要的力量，你要赐给他们所需要的话语。主，他们不是凭着自己的爱心，他们乃是凭着主耶稣基督你已经给他们的爱，能够把这个你的爱能够带给他们周围的人。主，让他们主看见他们是有使命的人，主也看让他们愿意来为神，你已经给他们有这个计划，主也让他们真是能够凭着信心能够坚持到底，主使得他们在天堂能够看见有许多的人因着他们所摆上的跟着他们一样能够与主同在。主，我们在这里也为有几位弟兄姐妹，他们愿意来全时间的侍奉你。主，他们要像谢伟光牧师一样的一生能够来侍奉你。主，求主你继续来引导他们的道路。主，你怎么样的引导谢伟光牧师，你要引导这些弟兄姐妹，使得他们主真是能够在全时间的侍奉上面能够引领更多人到你的面前。我们为着他们的摆上献上感谢，因为他们的摆上在你的面前都是成为那无价的。为着我们今天能够来经历你，我们献上感谢。我们这样祈求祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣圣名。Amen.
Tomorrow afternoon, I understand Pastor will organize a session for me to speak to those who want to serve God.
那明天下午呢，牧师会安排一个特别的一个聚会，就是我跟那些愿意服侍主的有一个面对面的谈话。
Now I invite all of you also come if you have time. I don't know what time. 5 o'clock. Okay.
明天五点。
How about dedicate offer a little bit time? Huh? Come at 5. If you can.
现在也来吗？
啊，明天跟
OK， 明天五点钟。
好，五点钟 OK。Thank you very much. God bless you.
谢谢大家，上帝祝福大家。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you. Thank you. Very good job. Thank you.